This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Kayla Thorne. First name is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, last name is Thorne, T-O-N, Thorne, date of birth 9-19-2017. This letter is being written to Dr. Queen Win No. First name is Queen, Q-U-E-E-N. Middle name is Win, Q-U-Y-N-H. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Dr. Quinn Win Nguyen, address 167 Burdett Drive, B-U-R-D-E-T-T-E, Suite 20, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-274-6944. Fax number 408-274-2258. Dear Dr. Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, Win, Q-Y-N-Y-H, Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N. Dear Dr. Queen, Win, Nguyen, thank you for asking me to see this four-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Kayla has had eczema and dry skin since she was 1 month old, period. Her skin has been very pruritic and rashes have become more troublesome in the last few months, period. There is no history of any asthma or allergic rhinitis, period. She has used many different creams and oral medications with some benefit, period. She uses Vaseline and Aveeno soap for her skin, and that is generally helpful, period. Family feels she may be allergic to certain foods like eggs, cheese, period. However, on direct questioning, she can drink milk and eat yogurt and has eaten eggs many times without any significant problem. There is some itching with cheese, but there is no evidence of any wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, angioedema, hives, or any generalized reaction suggesting anaphylaxis, period. She is growing reasonably well, period. She has some lab work was done, and following laboratory work was done, and results are as follows. Number one, CBC is normal. Her RAS testing revealed RAS testing as followed. Serum IgE 1186, which is very high. She has significantly positive reaction to eggs, shrimp, peanuts, wheat, soybean, walnuts, eggs, milk, and some other, period. However, on direct questioning, she does not seem to have any reaction to ingestion of the foods, period. Certainly allergies can develop sometimes in future, and one should be quite watchful, period. At this time, I don't believe any significant food restriction is necessary, although I have told mom that be careful and in introducing any new foods, and watch out for any reactions, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant four-year-old child who had dry skin with significant eczema and excoriation involving her arms, legs, knees, elbows, hands, ankles, and buttocks, period. There was some scaling, period. There was no evidence of any acute infection, period. Rest of the I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I recommended number one, Arorex, one spoon every night for itching. Number two, Alcon ointment, once daily. Number three, hydrocortisone ointment once daily. And she is much improved. And as of right now, she seems to be free of any significant itching and rash, and her skin is quite clear, period. General recommendation for skin care was discussed, period. And I told the family to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions. Otherwise, I've asked them to see you for any significant problems, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dry skin. Number two, moderate atopic dermatitis. Number three, no evidence of any anaphylaxis to any foods. My treatment plan, number one, general skin care. Number two, use Vaseline as moisturizer at least twice daily. Number three, Aveeno soap is quite reasonable. Number four, Elocon ointment once daily if needed. Number four, hydrocortisone 2.5% ointment once daily for face if needed. Number five, Arorex one spoon at night if needed. Overall, I believe she should do well. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Kayla Thorne. Thank you.